Former President Donald Trump is on the ballot in Georgia this year, while he's also facing criminal charges there for trying to overturn the last election. And he's not the only key player in that case facing voters this year. So is the prosecutor and the judge. Sam Greenglass of member station WABE reports from Atlanta.
Fulton Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee's been all over the news, always at the bench, robed in black, as he presides over the criminal case of a former president. But this Saturday morning, McAfee's in a t-shirt and jeans, waving a gasoline can.
Look at this, to the rescue. This should get us about a mile and a half into the parade. What do you think?
The gas is for a 65 red Cadillac Fleetwood.
Great-great-uncles.
A Keep Judge McAfee sign is tied to the roof. McAfee's campaigning with his family in the Inman Park Parade.
I'll be honest, this is my first parade, so I'm a little nervous. You know, we'll see if anyone brought their tomatoes.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp appointed McAfee, then 33, to fill a vacant seat. 7 months later, the court randomly assigned him the Trump case. Now he's running for a full term, facing an opponent on the nonpartisan ballot. McAfee says talking to voters isn't a bad thing.
I've still got 400 other cases, and those folks put their lives on the line, and they're asking me to understand where they're coming from, and I don't think I can do that without staying accessible.
In State v. Trump, McAfee's first big decision drew praise and pushback. He allowed Fulton County DA Fawnie Willis to remain on the case, but rebuked her conduct surrounding a romantic relationship with a special prosecutor she hired. An appeals court will review that ruling.
We can kind of zoom in on one particular decision and say, man, I don't think he got that one right. But my ultimate goal is when you look back and maybe you look at the whole year's work, it's undeniable that I'm just trying to do the right thing and follow the law.
Voters of all political stripes want to tell McAfee what they think about the big case, but he can't say much. Along the parade route, McAfee chats with voter Dion Martin.
You look a little young to be a judge, but that's okay.
Age is just a number, right?
That's true, okay. That's true.
You getting out to vote?
Definitely will vote.
It's way down at the bottom.
I tell Martin that's the judge in the Trump case.
Oh, yes, duh. Oh, my God.
Martin has followed the case, including the claims against Willis.
And then for this to come out, it was like, oh, you know, bang your head against the wall moment of like, why did you do that?
Willis is also campaigning for office, also in this parade. A few blocks away, she pokes out of the sunroof of a black SUV, a bodyguard riding shotgun. Willis has received death threats for months. A few revelers boo, but the response mostly sounds like this. Across town, K&K Soul Food is a quieter setting. Bleary-eyed customers stream in on their way to work.
Grits and eggs, and the Mathletes have a piece of whiting as well. No toast.
Willis is here for an outreach event, but a gaggle of TV producers press her for details on the Trump case.
So if you came here for that today, I'm sorry you're here.
Willis has been chided for saying too much about the case, so she redirects.
I'm a sister. I can do all of it. I can prosecute high-profile cases, and I can prosecute everyday cases, but I can also start the first ever in Fulton County pre-indictment diversion plan where we are giving citizens a second chance.
Away from the crowd, I ask Willis what she'd say to voters who may question her judgment, given the conflict of interest allegations that are delaying the Trump case.
If you look at the work that we've done and the positive impact it's had on your community, you will know where the truth lies.
Willis has a challenger in the Democratic primary this month and in the general election this fall.
I'm happy to live in a democracy where we get to choose the people that represent us. And what I hope people do is research the background of the DA and see who she really is and make an informed decision.
It is this unprecedented and bizarre confluence of the prosecutor, the judge, and one of the defendants all on a ballot. It highlights the tension between wanting to have apolitical judges and yet putting them on ballots.
That's Fulton Judge Robert McBurney. His tenure at the Fulton County Courthouse goes back to when Willis was still supervising McAfee in the Major Cases Division. More recently, McBurney oversaw the special grand jury that investigated Trump, so he understands what it's like to helm a case so closely scrutinized.
As a human, you're sort of consumed by that big shiny case that you got stuck on, and it's very natural to say, I'd love to talk to you about it, and let me tell you, it's stressful or it's fascinating, but you can't.
Back at the parade, voter Dion Martin has a front row seat, literally. But she says it feels like this year she's got a front row seat to history, and she might help shape it.
And that's why I'm voting. I definitely think we have a voice in this.
Martin can vote for or against the judge, the prosecutor, and the defendant in one of the most unusual and high-stakes criminal cases the country has ever seen. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.